Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back this week and I am solo. My usual co-host, Casey B, is not going to be on. He is sick. We've both been pretty sick this week, but good news, it's not COVID. So if everyone was waiting for Casey B's toast and roast, his high and low of the week, it would probably be roasting, being sick, and toasting, not having COVID, and getting some antibiotics to feel better. So this week, I am just going to do a quick episode by myself. I have been seeing a ton of things this week that have just really pointed me in the right direction about talking about this subject of being your own person and taking control of creative endeavors. And that'll make more sense when I talk about it more in depth. I've been seeing a lot of people in different industries talking about this in the past 2 months, really. But even just today, I've seen posts regarding creators and corporations and the relationship between those two things. So I wanted to talk about that. I'm going to talk about Haley Page, who's a wedding dress designer. I'll talk about Dave Portnoy. I feel like I've been talking about him so much lately. Talking about Dave Chappelle, Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura. All of these people have recently said things about their creative endeavors and having control over them and having control and the right to their name and likeness. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I like to create things and I really appreciate creators and I like to see what's going on in their worlds and see kind of the behind the scenes of it and really the importance of having something be your own thing. So that's what I want to talk about this week, but I will still give a little toast and a roast because, you know, that's what we do here. And I will give a podcast recommendation this week as well. So I have a roast. This is really unfortunate. So I really have been so good about online shopping recently. I feel like when everyone's at home, there is a lot more temptation to buy things off of Amazon or buy clothes or whatever. And I have made a cognizant effort to shop small more, you know, support small business. And I really don't spend very much money on Amazon, except for with my Kindle and my books on there. But I really wanted some new clothes. So I never ever shop from this store, but I get their ads all the time. And it finally got to me. So I go on and the store is called Nasty Gal. And I just want to roast them because I'm so annoyed with how they did this. It's so frustrating. First of all, they're not a good brand, and I knew this, but I just wanted some cheap, cool clothes, and they are always having, like, these sales. It's garbage clothes, it's fast fashion, it's not good stuff, but I saw a really cool shirt. I wanted to get this graphic t-shirt, and so I add it to my cart, and the shipping cost was either $10 or $15, and the $15 it'll get here in 2 days, the $10 it'll get here in 2 weeks. And so I said, you know, I really want it because I want to wear this shirt. If we go away, we were supposed to go away this weekend. That's not happening now because we're both sick. So anyways, I pay for the express shipping and I get a shirt and a swimsuit and a pair of earrings. And what I really cared about was this shirt because I liked it a lot. And it was one of those things where you're like, oh, I don't know. I'll probably not make this order. But then you do. You're like, okay, I found one thing I really want. So then I'm going to add these other things to my cart. So the swimsuit and the earrings were just, you know, icing on the cake. But I really want this shirt. And I complete the order. I pay for express shipping. And then half an hour later, I get an email saying that the shirt that I ordered was out of stock. And there's no restock on these things, of course. And so I just, they said, we refunded you the money. But I paid for express shipping because I wanted that shirt. I don't care about this other stuff. So that was frustrating. It's just one of those things like, I should have known. No, I don't need anything from this online store that is garbage quality. And then this swimsuit got here and I feel fat and ugly and it is stupid. Like, I don't know why I bought this swimsuit and it is ridiculous. The sizing on it is insane. One piece fits fine. The other piece fits. One piece is way too big. One piece is way too small. You know, it's just, it was a bad move on all fronts. I spent money on these things I didn't even want. I wanted the shirt and everything. Oh God, it was a bad move. Bad move. Roasting myself and roasting Nasty Gal because it was a bad shopping experience. And now I really want to do more online shopping because I want some clothes because it's been so long, like a year since I bought any clothes. And I don't know. I've been turned off by the online shopping experience and I've been seeing a lot of sales lately. So I'm tempted. But I don't know if I'm ever going to go anywhere again to ever need to wear normal clothes. So, roast. I have another roast. You know, it's a solo episode. I'm going to double up. My other roast is today. I went on my walk. If you're a longtime listener of the podcast, I go on walks almost every day in our little neighborhood. I walk over, there's some trails, and then I walk back. It's a little 2-mile loop about. So today I'm walking by and I get shocked. I make an audible and I jump and I get so scared because there is a ginormous possum in front of me and it is dead. There's a little bit of blood like on its arm, but it's mostly intact. And you know, the thing about possums is they play possum. So I was like, oh my gosh, what if it's playing possum? I'm 98% sure that it's dead, but what if it just wakes up and attacks me? So I am somebody who is not good with these kind of animals. Like, I'm scared of house cats. I'm really scared of them. And another thing I really don't like, rats. It's disgusting. Like, I think a possum is half cat, half rat. It's disgusting. It has these little hands, though. That was the creepiest part, is its hands. It's lying there. It's huge. It's the size of a wiener dog, and it's huge. And I was so creeped out by it, and I was so nervous that it was just going to awaken from the dead because it's a possum, that I crossed over to the other side of the street to walk by it. It was so gross. Oh my goodness, a possum. It was nasty. But I've been seeing a lot of dead animals on my walk, and I'm a little concerned about it. It was in this same area. Last week, there was 2 dead birds right there, like the same area. I'm a little concerned. It's like a dead zone, a Bermuda Triangle of sorts. I don't know, but it's really creepy. And this leads me to something else that I found in my walk, because I feel like this just needs to be a segment on the show because I have been finding some crazy things. Another thing I found on the side of the road recently was a CD, which is weird in and of itself. You know, why does somebody have it was fully intact. It wasn't like it was ran over pieces of a CD. It was perfectly intact, just a CD, not in a case. And it was the Confessions CD by Usher. And I saw it on the ground, I looked at it and I laughed, and then I went on with my day. But then today I walked by and it's still there, but now it is propped up against the little pole, just leaning up against it full on. The cover of the CD has Usher, his shirt's off, and so it almost looks like a little shrine. So random. It's hilarious. I will post a picture on the on the Instagram when we post the show notes and stuff, because it's just too funny. I had to share it. But another thing, guys, I'm going to also make a little toast, a little pat on my own back, because I'm really glad that the bonus book episode came out this past week and I did a lot of things with it. I did the podcast episode, I did a YouTube video, I did a blog post, and it's all over my Pinterest as well. But that's a lot of things that went into that post, and I'm really happy about reading the books, but I'm really happy about how everything turned out. YouTube is really hard, but I'm really glad that I got that video out there. I have a couple other videos up on YouTube if you're interested in looking at them. I've done about, I think, 6 or 7 on there, and YouTube is something I'm still really learning. I prefer podcasting without the YouTube. I mean, I could have done a YouTube today for this one, but I have no makeup on. I am wearing a sweater and crazy leggings and an old t-shirt, and I just look like a slob. But, you know, that's why I love podcasting. But I'm trying to expand myself, learn new things. So I'm just really happy about how that all turned out. And I really want more people to look at the blog post, because if you're interested in any of the books that I mentioned, if you use any of the links on there, I am able to track that. I am an Amazon affiliate for books right now. I have all my books up there. And so if you click on them, I get to see people looking at the different books. And then if you buy a book that I suggest, I get the like a half a cent kickback on there. So kind of fun, but I just really like talking about books and sharing some of the good ones that I read this year. Looking back at it, I was like, maybe I was a little too harsh on some of these, because if I just said, I love this book, I love this book, I love this book, it would be kind of boring. But I am glad that I got to share the books with everyone. So that's kind of my toast and roast for this week. Another kind of portion of toast and roast has been suggesting a podcast episode, and I haven't been doing that every week, but I have to share this podcast this week. So the podcast is called the Takes Two Podcast, like It Takes Two, and it is by two female entrepreneurs, Emmy Dyer and Haley Olver, and they both live in southwestern Washington, and I have been following Emmy for a very long time. She does so many different things with her business. She started out with graphic design. She now owns an event space. She does upcycling with clothes and jewelry, so like taking vintage clothing and making it cooler and selling it, and she just does a ton of cool stuff like that. Right now she has a little selfie museum, which is really cool. And Haley owns a salon. So it's really interesting. They just started this podcast, and I love hearing about entrepreneurship. I really like that. And it's extra cool just because I follow them and I've seen Emmy, especially for the past couple of years. But this past week's episode, Emmy got cyberbullied and threatened by somebody who was basically trying to exploit her business and say that she was scamming people when she wasn't. And it was kind of a dramatic podcast episode, but it was really disgusting the way that some people act on the internet. This person who was on TikTok, another social platform, basically went viral. So tons of people saw her video shaming another business. And that other business basically had to close down. And I don't really know a ton about it. I don't know what that other business was doing, if it was good or if it was bad. But the things that this person who was on TikTok just trying to get more followers was saying to Emmy about her business, saying, you know, you have to show me your receipts where you bought this, because you're scamming people and selling things that are inauthentic and all this kind of stuff. It was so threatening and blackmailing. It was crazy, the things that were said. And one, I think it's really great that this podcast was able to say what was going on. Two, that just showing that finding these scams out or just trying to bring other people down, like, is obviously coming from a good intention, but it was obviously like monstrous, almost just, I'm going to take you down because I think you're doing something wrong with no proof. And people are crazy now, and people have to be really, really protective of their stuff, because there are people who will come out to get you and bring you down for no reason. It was Just an entertaining listen, unfortunately, because I just wish things like this just didn't happen. I wish people like this didn't exist. I hope I'm explaining it okay, but I really want more people to listen to it. I will link that in the show notes because I want people to listen to that podcast episode. I'm always pushing other people's podcasts because I am obsessed with listening to them. That's why I started mine, because I wanted to try to create something that other people enjoyed as well. But it is just a crazy thought to see like somebody trying to basically blackmail somebody and say, it was with her upcycling business. So taking vintage pieces that were from designers like Louis Vuitton or Chanel and making them into jewelry. And this person was like, I need proof that it's authentic and I need this, I need this. And if you don't get it to me by the end of the day, this video is going up exploiting you tomorrow. And that's just crazy. Like, this lady does not even know her. Like, oh my gosh, people are crazy. It makes me really concerned that there's people out there like that who are just trying to take people down, and that's how they want to, like, that's the whole idea of her TikTok channel is to try to take other people down and get more followers, and to threaten somebody who is just doing their job is insane, and giving them like a deadline, an ultimatum. It's just shocking. So I'm just really glad that they were able to share that experience and kind of exploit that that was happening. And I'm sure it's happening way more than this one instance. So just being aware. And that kind of is a somewhat good segue into what I want to talk about this week, which is owning your own creative projects or taking creative control, because I have seen a lot of conversation about this recently, and I don't know if I'm just becoming more aware of it or if it's something I've been focused on this week, so I'm seeing it so often, but I am going to give a couple different storylines that all wrap around owning your own creative process and owning your own creative endeavors. I will probably use this phrase. I don't even know if this is the right phrase, but I'm going to say it, creative control, because it is so important. And it has been this struggle between corporation and creator or creative person has been a struggle for so long. So the first one I could probably talk about is going to be Dave Chappelle, just because it happened a long time ago. So Dave Chappelle signed a contract that Comedy Central could use his name, image, likeness, all of that stuff, for his show, The Chappelle Show. And he decided he didn't want to do The Chappelle Show anymore, and really, he wanted to be his own person. But Comedy Central owned that name. They owned the Chappelle Show. They owned his name. So he does a really good job talking about this. Obviously, he's a professional speaker, but I watched his video recently talking all about this, and it resurfaced because the Chappelle Show was re-released on HBO Max and Netflix on these streaming services. So after they were released, Dave Chappelle, he doesn't get any residuals from that at this point because that's how the contract worked. And it's very interesting to think about this because I would say probably a couple years ago, you signed a contract, it is what it is. But I've seen much more recently, my eyes have been opened to the way that these contracts have taken advantage of creators. It's happened with Dave Chappelle, it's happened with Taylor Swift, it's happened, I'm sure, countless times that we don't even hear about. Britney Spears is a big one. I'm not going to get into what's going on with Britney Spears, but the big thing was the Chappelle Show got put on these streaming services, HBO Max and Netflix, and Dave Chappelle has a good relationship with Netflix, and he basically said, that hurts my feelings that it sounds kind of silly to say it like that, but that's what he said. It hurts my feelings that I have this relationship with you, Netflix. I have my specials on there. Like he's has a partnership with Netflix. And then he's like, if you guys put this up, And it's something that's really hard for him because he's not getting any money back from it. It was basically he got screwed over a long time ago. The really interesting thing, I think, is that Netflix took it off and they said, we have respect for you. We don't have respect for the way that this was handled, and so we're going to take it off. That did not happen with HBO Max, I don't believe. But Dave Chappelle, he's very open about talking about it, so I'm not going to tell his whole story. But that was one that happened a really long time ago. And people who followed him a long time ago are aware of this. I was not really aware of this until this year. And it just keeps happening. These young, creative people are getting taken advantage of. And sometimes there's a lawyer present, sometimes there's not. And I'm not present in any of these meetings, but I can totally see how somebody could say, we're doing this for you. This is in your best interest. Don't you want to work with this big corporation? Don't you want to take this money and then we get control of your name and then you don't have to worry about it? But my mind really changed when I saw mo this video from Haley Page recently. And a lot of people know who Haley Page is, and a lot of people don't. So Haley Page is a wedding dress designer. She got famous from being on Say Yes to her dresses, being on Say Yes to the Dress, and then her being on Say Yes to the Dress. She had her own TLC spinoff show. She's really popular. Like, I think everyone who is like my age know who's a woman who's my age knows Haley Page. She's really famous. And one of the reasons I think she took off so much and got so much fame was not only because of her cool, unique wedding dress designs, but it was because of her personality. She shares about her English bulldog and she shares about her life, and her marriage was all over. She had like multiple wedding dresses for her marriage. Then she got divorced and she shared about that, which is kind of controversial for somebody who's a wedding dress designer. And then now she's engaged again and she's shared so much about her life. And in her contract with JLM Couture, who is a fashion company, with her contract with them, they were able to own her name, and that was in the contract, and she signed the contract. And along with her name was her Instagram account. And her Instagram account is called Miss Haley Page. But that Instagram account had obviously, like I just said, things from her own life, what she's doing with her fiance or boyfriend, her dog, whatever. And at the end of her contract with JLM, which ended and they were trying to renegotiate, they basically took control of her Instagram page and said, "You can't use this anymore. We own this because we own the name Haley Page. We own the brand. We own all of the designs now." And this is a little controversial again because in her video, she said she didn't have a lawyer present, whereas the company says she did have a lawyer present. Either way, she did sign a contract that said that JLM Couture can use her name. I think that is something that needs to be discussed further, and it's something that, while stand-up comedy and Dave Chappelle are very different than the wedding dress fashion industry and Haley Page, there are so many similarities to what happened between the two of them. Their name was used and basically stolen from them. And it is so shocking to me that this can even happen. And I don't know if people are becoming more attached to different people because of social media. So they are getting to know another side of these people, these stars, these famous people who we normally wouldn't be able to know anything about, what they do at home, who they are outside of their movies or TV appearances. But right now, we see so much more of whoever these famous people are. whether that's from social media, whether it's from like podcasts that they're producing, or however they want to share themselves with other people. But as social media progresses, I see us seeing more of the famous people. And I also see more of these companies being exposed for taking so much of a creative person. So these are two things that happened. I'm going to just kind of leave those there because obviously I'm not a lawyer. I haven't seen the contracts. I don't know, but I can understand that they both felt very taken advantage of, because when they're signing a contract with a big corporation, a big company that says, we're going to make you a star, we're going to set you up, we're going to work together to create greatness. I mean, right there, I'm just paraphrasing all those things, but I can just assume if I was signing a contract with a corporation and they're sweet talking me, I'm signing a deal to sign my name over, I would think all of these things are good things. And then the contract ends and I would feel blindsided. I can understand that both of these situations were very tough. So recently, I also saw a screenshot of a conversation with the CEO of Barstool Sports. I've talked about Barstool Sports before. Love them. And Dave Portnoy. So Dave Portnoy is the president of Barstool Sports, the face, he says he invented the internet. So he's real famous. And his CEO texted him, and their contract with Sirius FM radio, you know, Sirius, ended. And Barstool is a major media brand. So they do a ton of podcasts. They do radio. They had done radio shows with Sirius, videos, YouTube. They do a ton with media and now sports gambling, merchandise. They do a lot of stuff. Anyways, so she said, Sirius came back and asked what your number would be to do a 4 times a week show. Is this something you want me to entertain? And he comes back and says, 100 million. So if you know who Dave Portnoy is, you know, he's a little extreme there. He's a little extra. But at the same time, this is really not that outlandish to think about. Dave Portnoy also started the Barstool Fund, which has raised over $28 million in a little over a month for small businesses. He's a very influential person, and he is just extremely influential, is what I'll say. Talented, you know. Joe Rogan got $100 million for putting his podcast on Spotify. So these numbers are not crazy. They're kind of crazy, but they're not crazy. So that's just something to think about. Their contract ended with Sirius. He's going to do his stuff on his own. He has complete control of that. He doesn't have to work with Sirius. I don't think Sirius is a bad partner to work with from what I've seen. I know Howard Stern gets like whatever he wants from them. I've seen a lot of kind of like raunchy comedians work with them, and I'm sure it's great. Steady paycheck. I'm sure it's great, but there is just something to be said to have control and not have to answer to anyone. And I think that pretty point blank states it out. So that I saw that come through like either today or yesterday or 2 days ago. So, I was like, oh, this really goes with what I was thinking about recently. And then I was listening to another podcast. I know I've talked about this one before as well. 2 Bears, 1 Cave. It's with 2 stand-up comedians, real famous stand-up comedians, Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. And the topic came up. Bert asked Tom, his co-host, let's say that Netflix asked us to do our show like we do once a week, 52 episodes a year, how much money would it take for you to move it from us producing it to Netflix, how much would you want them to pay you? And he said, I would not want that. He is somebody who loves having the creative control. And I've also heard that Netflix is a good group to work with as well, but it's just something to be said about it's completely yours. Whereas having somebody to answer to, having somebody who says, oh, I don't like what you said there, maybe you should do this, and all those little things. And Tom said, for a year, he like I said, he said he didn't want to do it. But then, if we're talking hypothetically, I just stuttered a lot there. Per year, he said it would have to be, he's like over $10 million a year just for him, not for the two of them, just for him. And then he said, you know what? More realistically, like $25 to $35 million. That is what he values his one show. He hosts multiple podcasts that are extremely famous, but that's how he values his time and his energy and his creative freedom in this one show instead of going to Netflix. So, I mean, it's kind of a two-parter here, talking about owning your own name, your own likeness, your own creations, and being aware of these contracts and all of that. I am somebody, obviously, I don't sign a bunch of contracts about what I'm doing. I'm not famous. People are not asking me how much money I want to go to Sirius or Netflix or Spotify. But it's something to think about, and it's something that we can even think about on a smaller level. Having creative control over something in your own life is so powerful. Whether it is something like this, like my podcast, whether it's your own YouTube channel, whether it is, I don't know, just having complete control creatively about something, whether it's a project at your work, when you have control over a project or whether you do not really have control over something. And just being aware of that and being aware of the creators that you're consuming from and seeing, oh, who's influencing this? I also saw a while ago, I mean, Joe Rogan has one of the most, I could do a whole episode about the drama with Spotify and Joe Rogan, but I know nobody cares about it. But basically, there were people at Spotify who didn't like what he was saying, and Spotify had just bought out his podcast for, like I said, $100 million they paid for him, and then his employees are complaining about what he's saying. It's like, what the heck? Like, don't you want him? Like, that's the whole point. So I think people are becoming more and more aware of the power that they have as creatives and the stances that they have to take to have control over their name and their creative endeavors, whatever that is. So I've just really, I don't even know if this is teaching anything, but I wanted to bring to light all of these things that got brought up for me in the past couple months here, and just kind of share them because I've been thinking about it a lot with creative endeavors. Obviously, this is a creative endeavor for me, but it's not to that scale by any means, but it's still something to think about. Like, I find so much joy in the fact that this is all mine and my website is all mine. And having that control is really nice. Having a place to create without anybody telling me, oh, you're doing this wrong, or I don't like this, or maybe you should do it this way without me asking is nice. So I think everyone should try to have something in their life where they have complete creative control. Learning about this creative control and contracts and what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, what you're signing over when you're signing something over, and the ownership of your name in your brand. It's all really interesting to me. And I'm really glad that there are people out there who are putting their value of their own creativity above things like working with Sirius or working with Netflix, like just doing it yourself, like putting it in your own hands. I've also seen stand-up comedians who are putting out their full special on YouTube, just self-producing it because they haven't been able to get a deal with Netflix or they haven't been able to get a deal with Comedy Central. So they're like, I'm just gonna do it and see what happens. So I think it's inspiring. Like, these big names are doing it, but also people coming up from the bottom, like that is their advice. Their advice, these people who are being offered $100 million to go to Spotify, their advice is to just start and just do it and see what you can control, and don't let people to take that away from you. Like, take ownership of your creativity and of whatever you want to produce, because I'm self-producing this. If I can do it, you can do it. And it's just fun. And it's important to have something that's yours and completely yours. And if someday things get, you know, bought out, people go to different organizations, you got to have a good root, a good foundation of these things. And who better to create your foundation than you, instead of, you know, well, Netflix wants me to do it like this, so I'm going to be this person. So the foundation has to start with you. That's why I think people should self-produce more. And this is my love letter to people who are self-producing things and taking back ownership of their name. I hope this topic was interesting to you, entertaining. Like I said, I'm just going to go over one more time all the people I talked about so you can watch or see anything that I'm kind of mentioning. So the first person I talked about with Dave was Dave Chappelle. So he put out a IGTV, I believe. So a video on Instagram talking all about what was going on with Netflix, HBO Max, and his show and his name. So go watch that. Haley Page put out another IGTV, so a video on Instagram about talking about this contract situation, her resignation. It went viral. If you're interested in the wedding industry, you already know about it, but it was really interesting to see, and you can Google it, Haley Page, wedding dress, JLM couture. You'll see the whole story. It's a very interesting one, and that one is ongoing to see what happens there. So she can only use her secondary Instagram account because the business took over her Instagram account. It's so crazy. And then I mentioned Two Bears, One Cave. It was the most recent episode. If you want to watch that, it's like 2 hours. So for this 10-minute clip, but whatever. And then I talked about Barstool Sports. That was just a tweet. So I'm not going to tell you to go scroll through all their tweets because there's millions of them. I think that was about everything I talked about, so I probably missed something there, but I hope you were just entertained by this one. It's different, something to talk about. My commentary on the creative world, that's basically what this podcast is about. Commentary on creativity, about passion. Like, these people are so passionate about what they're creating. It's so obvious, and that's why it's so important to just pay attention to what's going on in these contracts. But stay tuned for more next week. I'm hoping to have my co-host Casey back to bounce more ideas off of. I'm also hoping to have a guest on soon. And as always, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. If you write something, that's even better. And then you can follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. I've been seeing a couple more people on Spotify over there. And then check out the website, because like I said, I got some good blog posts on there, pishposhpodcast.com. And tell a friend to listen to this podcast, listen to the last episode about the books if you got a reader friend, or share any of the great guest episodes that we've had. Have a great week and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.